happen? You're walking away from me?
Oh, you gotta go ask Daisy Blades if he could be any member in Kiss and any member in Devo, who would he want to be?
Okay, I'm gonna go ask him right now. Hold on, I'm gonna ask Daisy Blades a question for the radio.
Hey, can I ask you a couple questions for the radio?
Okay, if you could be any member in Devo, who would you be?
The guy with the glasses.
Awesome. Why? Because he gets all the pussy, right?
He's the nerdiest of nerds.
And he gets all the royalties.
Well, probably, yeah.
Oh, and if you could be any member of the guy, who would you be?
Scotty Griffin.
Who?
Scotty Griffin.
Awesome.
Can I get a promo ID?
Can you
got a promo ID for us? Maximum Threshold Radio.net.
Hey, this is Stacey Bush from LA Guns, and you are listening to the one, the only Maximum Threshold FM Radio.
All right, a couple more questions. So, did you just start making music for pussy?
No, I lost a bet, and I had to own up on it. So.
All right, cool. So, who would win in a cage match? Young fellows or Tracy Guns and his 12 singers?
I think his 13 singers would probably win.
13 to 15. But who's got...
Two girls would win.
I don't know. I thought the one was kind of hot in a weird way, but...
Yeah, she's good on her own, but yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a bad mix.
So, how's the tour going?
The tour's been great. We end the 2011 World Vampire Tour tomorrow. In Akron, Ohio. Been 80 shows this year, really busy. We did a big world tour, 5-week world tour, flew around the world. And we're real excited to start work on our new album in about 2-3 weeks.
Okay, so when you first auditioned for LA Guns, what songs did you have to play? And were you thankful that Paul Black wasn't there in the shadows secretly watching you?
Jesus, like 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago, wasn't really an audition, you know. I had lunch with Phil and Steve a few days before, and we hit it off and came down and played, and, you know, within 5 minutes, Phil came over and hugged me, and I was like, okay, I think I got the gig.
Were you tempted to try out for Limp Bizkit when you heard they had an opening?
Oh, I was there with bells on.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to have to go give you a whitewash in the snow.
I painted my face and everything.
Awesome. So is this the first time you've seen snow?
No, we actually started this tour in January in Ohio and Michigan, and there was a lot of snow then. So it's
not
cool.
The yellow snow, right?
Yeah, so it's cool to end this year-long tour in Ohio. Pretty fucking cool.
So... when you first joined the band, was there any initiation, like any kind of teabagging or anything like that?
No, I had to share a bunk with the sound man who snored.
So it's still uncircumcised, and if he is, does he pull it out and show it to you all the time?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Does he say, hey, look at this, Governor?
I would like to have a go at that.
Well, thank you for your interview, and yeah. Somebody's smoking weed somewhere.
Somewhere. Just follow the scent, man.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks a lot, man.
Well, there you go. That's Michael just grabbed an interview with Stacey Blades.